Parami here at Adisthana. So we're sitting in the grounds of Adisthana. I'm sitting here with
Sada Jyoti from Mexico
and Karuna Dakini from San Francisco.
Yeah. So we're in the Women's Convention, and both Karuna Dakini and Sada Jyoti have been here for a while. They came over for another event, in fact. Do you want to tell us about that just very briefly, the event that you started off with?
We had our 10-year order reunion retreat here at Adisthana as well 3 weeks ago.
Mm. So you were able to be on a bit of that side of your
team. Yes, yeah. We gathered together. It was like 19 women, I think. We all of us were together in our ordination retreat 10 years ago. So it was really wonderful to reconnect and to have an opportunity to listen to each other's 10 years, you know, what has been happening to each of us along this long period, which already sounds like a big number, doesn't it?
10 years. And was that an enjoyable event?
It was fantastic. It just felt like we were such a strong family on our original order retreat, and we just kind of took off where we left off 10 years ago, but it was so much deeper, and everybody has grown and matured and blossomed in so many different ways. It was very, very moving, yeah.
Mm. So what, for people who are listening to this, what's the point of having a reunion retreat? You know, what's so special about being with those people?
Well, it's like we went through something very meaningful together, no? And that sense of sharing that moment in our lives in which we were ordained and we were given new names and we went forth, so to speak. It's a very bonding thing, isn't it? I found it really... And you know, something that we did in this last meeting that we had is that we recalled our names and the meaning of our names and how have we been living up to our, well, embodying our names in the last 10 years, how they have become a practice.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to see just for everybody, because we heard each other's names being given and, you know, just, and we all oohed and aahed at the time and got it, because we had just gotten to know these people and we could see how these things were starting to really shine forth in them. And then now to see 10 years later how it's really just, you know, just come so much further and deeper. I think also somebody said on our reunion retreat about how, you know, it wasn't just our preceptors that witnessed our ordination. We all witnessed each other's ordination.
Uh-huh, of course. Yeah.
We were there with each other through the whole thing. And so to see each other again feels like we are all being witnessed all over again and able to witness each other. And it's been...
And our growth and our ups and downs and our mistakes and our... you know, our strengths, how they have developed along during these years, no?
Lovely. So that bringing us just into today, so that was, what, about 3 weeks ago, that event?
Yeah.
Yeah. And since then, you've both been on the combined convention at Wyndham and here at Adisthana for the Women's Convention.
That's right.
So and given that you both come from smaller situations, come from situations, Mexico, San Francisco, where there's quite a strong order presence, but obviously not the numbers that you meet here. So how's that been?
Well, that's been great, really. You know, in the combined convention, there were about 500 order members, men and women, from all over the world. And it's a fantastic sense of practicing together and, you know, chanting the refuges and precepts together and sitting together in meditation, doing puja together. It's an indescribable experience, really, to feel connected in a higher level with so many people and to feel that we share so much and there's so much that brings us together. No? It's fantastic.
I feel like it's been really, really important to me to have a way to see the whole myth that I'm a part of now, that I don't have a sense of really in my day-to-day life in the same kind of way, I think, as the people who, you know, live and work more within the movement and within the center of things here. So, you know, I just, it's been very, very moving to me to feel like I've been enveloped in the order and that I understand more now my my contribution, but also my, you know, my privilege, just my, the preciousness of it really in, in my life. And I'm just very, very grateful.
That's lovely to hear, Karen Adakimi, And when you talk of the myth that we participate in, are you referring to the myth of Avalokiteshvara, for example? Yeah, so say a little bit about that. What that means?
Well, I think that you know, the there's Banti has given us the example of Avalokiteshvara as being a symbol for the order, because we are all going out into the world in so many different places in so many different ways with so many different implements that you know, and he's said that each order member is an arm, and I think that it's just a very moving experience to be in a room with so many people, so many arms, at the same time, completely different people with completely different lifestyles and in all different areas, you know, different regions of the world at least that are represented within our movement, and it's. Yeah, just to see the diversity in that and the potential for you know, us to really make a huge difference in the world.
So talking of Avalokiteshvara, yesterday here in the Women's Convention, the day was dedicated to Avalokiteshvara. So each day we've been dedicating to a particular Buddha or Bodhisattva. So as it happens, yesterday was Avalokiteshvara, so that myth of the order was present, I think, in quite a strong way. So was that, how did you find that?
Well, one of the ways in which it was referred to was through the internationality of the order. So you were speaking about how the diversity of the ways in which we express our going for refuge also it translates into very different cultures and very different languages and ways of living. And it's been very interesting to see, you know, the number of languages that we have in the shrine room. It's, I think it was 9 or something like that.
No, it was 12. It was 10, I think,
languages.
In India.
And then we have 29 Dharmacharinis from India. That it is the first time that such a large group of Indian Dharmacharinis come to a convention. So it's been really really important.
Great.
I think also just kind of just really taking in how much the Dharma has changed people's lives. I think you know, particularly for the Indian order members and everybody else that whose lives they touch in India, you know, as well as, you know, all of us and all of the people that we touch in our lives and how that trickles on out. And that's what I think of when I think of Avalokiteshvara.
In the puja last night, I really loved hearing the going for refuge section of the puja in those different languages.
Yes.
And there was quite a nice moment when I said Serbian, and everybody went, "Oh,
Portuguese." You said Portuguese. From somebody, and then Norwegian. You know, all sorts of.
That was really nice.
I
really love when we do that kind of thing. There's something very moving about it. So
And it's so great, you know, to come to a meeting like this, and you know, very few people. We are here with 180 women, aren't we?
think it's about
and,
that, yeah.
I guess I know 20 or 30 of them. Mm. But it doesn't matter. I just come in the shrine room and I feel completely at home. It doesn't matter that we haven't seen each other ever, you know. Mm. I just feel at home with, and you feel that you immediately trust somebody and you immediately know that we share the most important thing that we have in the center of our lives.
Yeah,
we share it. We share it. And that is huge. That is huge.
So, worth the trip?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And little to finish off, a little highlight from, say, not the reunion retreat, but the conventions. What's a highlight for you so far? Anything
that
jumped out? The highlight
for me was the Green Tara Sadhana that Padmasuri led the other day. For me, it was... I've never done other sadhanas apart from my own. And to do that sadhana was, I don't know, it got me in a very particular moment perhaps, but I really went into it. Mm. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very beautifully led, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, I've really enjoyed all of the sadhanas. Uh-huh, uh-huh. It's something about also seeing people's love of the figure that they're sharing with us. That's been really lovely. Yeah. And highlight for you, Karen Adakin?
I think the whole day yesterday, really, the whole Avalokiteshvara day, Vasika gave a very, very inspiring talk that I'm really excited to listen to again because there was just so much in it.
So you were saying you enjoyed yesterday's day and the puja?
Yeah, I think that, as I said, Vasika's talk was very, very inspiring, and I'm excited to listen to it again to get more out of it, really. And then hearing about everybody's connection with Avalokiteshvara and how it manifests in all of our lives so differently. And then in the puja, just seeing, I think mostly it was just witnessing the love pouring from all the Indian Dharmacharinis towards Karuna Maya as they gave her
rejoicing in
her merits. And it was
nice.
Just so moving to think about, you know, just all of our connections with each other and how significant they can be when we don't even... she's given so much to that situation, but I think that... it's very inspiring how connected we all are.
Yeah, it's meaningful for all of us, not just the people she directly works with. Mm-hmm. That's great, thank you very much. Just before we go, Sadhajyoti, you're here for a bit longer?
Yes, I'm here for 3 more months because I will be taking part of the Dharma Life training course for order members. So I'll be sharing with other 8 Dharmacharinis.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel a bit nervous because I haven't had a single moment to rest. But I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm sure it's going to be a very important experience.
So I think maybe another podcast when you're a bit into the course and find out how that's going. So thank you very much, and hope that, you know, look forward to seeing you on the course, Sadhajyoti, and safe travels home when the moment comes, Karen Adakin. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Parami.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's...